This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony. Beethoven was, at heart, a man of the theater. He loved going to the theater, and he loved writing for the theater. He wrote overtures and incidental music to a number of plays and pageants, but only one ballet and only one opera. Maybe it was because he loved the theater so much that that one opera gave him so much trouble. Beethoven had started several operatic projects on subjects ranging from Macbeth and Faust to the Little Mermaid Melusina, but they all fell by the wayside. Then he discovered the story of Leonore and her husband, the political prisoner. It had already been turned into an opera at least twice in Beethoven's own time, but two specific aspects of the story caught his attention: the unjust imprisonment of a freedom fighter and the deep and true love that drives Leonore to put herself in danger to free him. Beethoven had always fancied himself a political revolutionary, and though his actual views on particular subjects may have varied, most of the time his sympathies would lie on the side of justice and liberty for the common people. But the chief pull of the story was expressed in the full title of one of the earlier versions, Leonore ou l'amour conjugal, Leonore or Married Love, which was a happiness that Beethoven would always search for but never find. His loneliness and his fierce longing for the security that he imagined marriage to a devoted wife would bring him were issues all through his life. Many years later, he even augmented the Ode to Joy and Brotherhood in his Ninth Symphony with these additional lines by Schiller: "He who has found a goodly woman, let him add his jubilation too, and he who never has, let him steal weeping from this company." Beethoven began serious work on his opera in late 1803, around the same time as his Third Symphony, his Fourth Piano Concerto, and his early string quartets. He finished the first version in 1805, and it was premiered, unsuccessfully, at the Theater an der Wien under the name Fidelio, against Beethoven's wishes. Choosing a title actually gave him as much trouble as the music itself. Beethoven wanted to celebrate Leonore, the wife, the real woman who is determined to achieve her husband's liberation, and not Fidelio, the name she invents to sneak into prison. He knew how powerful a title can be in directing the audience's attention and sympathy, but he was overruled by the theater managers. They didn't want his opera to be confused with any of the earlier versions. In fact, each time Beethoven revised the opera, the same thing happened. He would present it as Leonore, they would change it to Fidelio. And that's how it was eventually published after he finished the final version in 1814. Rescue operas were very popular in Beethoven's day, and Fidelio is based on an actual incident that happened in the aftermath of the French Revolution. A journalist named Florestan has been abducted by Don Pizarro, the governor of a state prison. The reason is never specified, although we do learn later that Florestan knows some things that Pizarro would rather be kept secret. Florestan's wife, Leonore, sets out to find him by disguising herself as a man named Fidelio and taking a job as assistant to the jailer at the prison where she suspects Florestan might be. As it turns out, she's right, but at the same time, Pizarro hears that a minister from the capital has become interested in his activities and will be making a surprise inspection of the prison. Pizarro decides that it's too dangerous to let Florestan live, but just as he is preparing for the execution, Leonore reveals her identity in an attempt to save her husband's life, and at that very moment, a trumpeter on the prison tower signals that the minister's carriage has arrived and all will be well for our heroes. One of Beethoven's greatest struggles was with the overture. There are actually three versions of the Leonore Overture, in addition to the one that finally stuck, which, like the opera, is called Fidelio. The first two Leonore Overtures were Beethoven's attempts to find a compromise between a classic operatic overture and a kind of piece that would later be called a symphonic poem, telling the story through music. But when he revised the opera for the last time, he realized that he needed a more conventional overture, and his scaled-back version of Leonore is the overture we now know as Fidelio. The third Leonore Overture has become popular as a concert piece, but in order to make it work, Beethoven had to smooth it out and sacrifice some of the raw power of the first two. The opera begins with a domestic scene, a conversation between Marcellina and Gioacchino about why she won't marry him. Fidelio, who is really Leonore in disguise, arrives with some chains which have just been repaired by the blacksmith, and with the introduction of each new character, Beethoven leads us into darker and darker territory. We meet Rocco, the jailer, who is Marcellina's father. He would love for her to be interested in his fine new assistant Fidelio, but he has his own secrets. Don Pizarro, the embodiment of evil and vengeful government, and finally, the mistreated and terrorized prisoners. And at that moment, it becomes clear that the story of Florestan is not just the tragedy of one man and one couple, but part of a larger catastrophe. Act 2 begins with Florestan, chained, half-naked, cold, starved, kept in darkness. Beethoven reminds us of what such circumstances can do to an individual, and it has been suggested that Beethoven identified with Florestan in particular, since he was imprisoned within the walls of his deafness. The view broadens during a duet between Leonore and Rocco as they dig a grave for Florestan, and she realizes that whoever this wretched prisoner is, she must save him. Beethoven ramps up the tension as Pizarro arrives, ready to murder everyone if necessary, but the trumpet sounds in the nick of time, and in the all-embracing finale, Beethoven reminds us that suffering takes place under our very noses while the most mundane of life events go on, but also that heroism can happen under the same circumstances. The final ensemble of the opera sounds like a trial run of the ideas Beethoven would use later in his Ninth Symphony, but this time, the joy they sing about is the joy of love. Real love, Leonore sings, is not afraid. This is Rip Malone for the San Francisco Symphony.